This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Cassidy Hutchinson was a name and face unknown to most Americans. By the end of the day, she'd made history.
I first noticed there was ketchup dripping down the wall.
My burger's getting cold. Just give me the ketchup.
Okay, it's called ketchup. Say it right and you can have it.
No.
Say it. Say it.
No, I will never say it. I'd rather die than say it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Look, I believe Cassidy Hutchinson. I think she's a very, very smart, very capable, very honest individual.
Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing.
The bus is out of control."
That both the lead agent and the limo driver prepared to testify under oath that neither man was assaulted and that Mr. Trump never lunged for the steering wheel.
Haven't you got it yet? That's what I do. I lie. I lie and I lie and I lie.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're having some problems with our satellite service right now to the terrestrial radio stations. And if you're listening on our live stream, HowieCarrShow.com, or you're listening on or watching us on social media, just please, if one of your friends who listens to the show calls, just tell them to go to HowieCarrShow.com and hit the streaming or... Oh, we are back. We're back now. Okay. We're back. 844-500-4242. We don't know if there were blackouts or something. Ironically, we were talking with the cheap bastard deal about blackouts, and then maybe we got blacked out. I don't think it was Tom Homan. I mean, I don't think that the Brandon administration liked what Tom Homan was saying, but I don't think it was a conspiracy. Just one of those acts of God, as they say in your insurance policy. 844-500-4242. I'm glad we're back on, and we'll keep soldiering on here. Now it's time for the Chump Line.
Wait a minute. By the end of the day, Cassidy made history. I think she made up history. That's more like it.
You know, they were making it sound that when the thing was over about 3:30 yesterday afternoon, people will ask, your grandchildren will say, "Where were you when you heard Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony, her bombshell testimony?" Never mind.
At the Dan Rather Fact Check Organization, we find Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony to be mostly fake, but accurate.
Did you see where she went to college? I never heard of this college. Newport University. I thought there was only one college named after a menthol cigarette. I used to live near it in North Carolina. It was called Salem College, but apparently there's Newport University. There it is. It's in Virginia. Christopher Newport University. You learn something new every day. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Magnum Moving and Storage, with a dedicated team of professionals, modern trucks, and alarmed and insured storage facilities. Need moving or storage? Go to one of the good guys, magnummoving.com.
The January 6th committee is having quite a feast. Between Trump throwing plates and commandeering the beast. Too bad their gun for hire is nothing but a liar who is not to be believed in the least.
The president has left us another voicemail. We'll get to that after the Chump Line, I guess. He's talking about, again, about his former aide who wanted to go to Florida, to Mar-a-Lago, to work in the the exile office in Palm Beach. But he said no, and apparently she hasn't worked since then. There's quite a demand for her services if she's been unemployed in this economy for the last 18 months, but there it is.
For Jerome Powell to control inflation, Janet Yellen says it's going to take, quote, skill and luck. Funny, that's the same quote the captain of the Titanic used when he hit an iceberg.
We do have a cut from Jerome Powell the last hour or so saying the economy's great.
We do. Let's hear it.
So the U.S. economy is actually in pretty strong shape. So if you look back a year, the U.S. economy grew more than 5.5%. It was really the big reopening year. And so we had expected this year to be that growth would moderate to a more sustainable path. We also, of course, are raising interest rates, and the aim of that is to slow growth down so that supply will have a chance to catch up. We hope that growth can still remain positive. But if you look at the strength of the economy, households are in very strong financial shape. They've still got a lot of excess savings
forced
saving from not being able to travel and things like that.
You know, what they're using the Border Patrol agents with the reins down on the southern border for, patsies, fall guys, Jerome Powell is for the economy. What do you expect? He's a Trump guy. By the way, have you ever had any excess savings? You know, nothing I hate worse than having excess savings. Money burning a hole in my pocket.
I got pulled over for speeding yesterday. When the police officer asked me my name, I said I couldn't comment on an ongoing investigation.
Because it might jeopardize sources and methods.
AOC running for president. Perhaps the funniest thing ever said by Stephen Colbert in decades.
Yeah, he did ask her to run here. Let's see here.
There's some speculation as to whether President Biden is going to run in 2024. There's some reports that he's a little frustrated that people keep asking because he keeps on saying yes. And people go, are you sure? Are you sure? I know somebody who's going to turn 35 about a month before the election in 2024. And they represent New York's 14th. Is that job appealing to you at all?
I think that...
Theoretically.
Listen, I think that we need to focus on keeping a democracy.
Mm-hmm. Keeping our democracy. By the way, someone says, I forgot about some of the other cigarette brands. Winston-Salem State. Yes, Winston-Salem State. That's where Salem College is as well. By the way, Winston's and Salem's, I checked today, they're not made in Winston-Salem anymore. They're made in Greensboro. And also Marlboro College in Vermont. I didn't even ever hear of Marlboro College. Anyone ever hear of it? I know it's a new one on me. I believe it. Is it Marlboro Red or Marlboro Green? Can you get a hard pack degree there or just a soft pack?
Lovey. Can you believe that deplorable Donald Trump splattered the wall with ketchup? I hope it wasn't our brand. I mean, what kind of billionaire puts ketchup on their entree?
That's the whole thing. They have an obsession with ketchup. It goes back to the Reagan administration. Remember when they said, I think it was the Department of Agriculture said ketchup was a vegetable for the purposes of school lunch? And they've been freaking out about it. And they just, I think they think it's plebeian. Only deplorables use ketchup, so they hate it. So she had to throw the ketchup into the story. Would it have been different if she'd said, he threw Grey Poupon mustard onto the wall?
Joe Biden used to be the Democrats' useful idiot, but things have changed. Now he's just an idiot.
He's very angry that people won't take his word for the fact that he says he's running for re-election.
After hearing yesterday's testimony, Donald Trump is torn between running for president again or becoming the new James Bond 007.
By the way, I'm getting another message, another cigarette college that I forgot. Kent State. With the Micronite filter.
Biden would never throw a plate against the wall. Tapioca comes with a ball.
Tapioca would be, I think, would be pretty easy to get off a wall. Not that I've ever thrown any of my tapioca at the wall, but it seems like it'd make less of a mess than ketchup or tartar sauce.
I'd rather have President Trump allegedly lunging at the wheel of the beast than Brandon at the wheel of our economy.
Exactly. That's a well put.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks outside of the community to recognize and understand that members of the female sector should be able to get on a plane, fly to the Commonwealth, and choose what they do with their body, so long as they get vaccinated. And don't sit next to Groupie.
You notice there's a lot of gropey stuff going on here in on the airlines of America. I think it has something to do with the fact that people are getting even more frustrated than normal by commercial air flights with all these cancellations and delays. But there was another incident over on the other side of the country with a guy who was charged with groping a young woman, and then the 12, 13-year-old was sitting next to another woman, and she told him to stop, and the guy groped her, too, or allegedly did.
I guess your heart was in the right place, AJ. But it's wrong.
That reminds me, I got to make another call. There may I'll leave it. I don't want to get into it. It's a complicated story to get into, but there may be an update on AJ, or some of the people who were involved in the AJ case.
I couldn't ask for a better son, AJ.
207 says Marlboro College in Vermont, the Green Mountain State, so it's Marlboro Green for sure. Yes, that's very well put.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to leave such a message, call 844-500-4242 anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, we have a second Chump Line where we play many of the unused messages from just now. It's called Chopped Chumps. It's posted every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Time weekdays. So check out Chopped Chumps. It's the second Chump Line of the day. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Magnum Moving and Storage, with a dedicated team of professionals, modern trucks, and alarmed and insured storage facilities. Need moving or storage? Go to one of the good guys, magnummoving.com.
Biden would never throw a plate against the wall. Tapioca comes with a ball.
I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Yum, 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 yum. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
Bombshell goes bust. That's the headline on Fox News right now. Agents prepared to dispute explosive January 6th allegations. I'm sure all those bombshell headlines from the morning papers that I was reading you will be retracted in equally big-sized fonts and prints in tomorrow's front pages. Not. Of course they won't be. 844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is your favorite condiment to throw against the wall in a fit of rage? Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, or tartar sauce?
people are complaining that they don't have the option of hot sauce, but no, we're just going.
Oh, you can't get sriracha these days.
Yeah, that's right. So we have to, go with the breaking news. Yeah, you can't get it, so we're not going to include it. I'm voting for tartar sauce. Tartar sauce.
44% say ketchup, 39% say tartar sauce.
All right. Okay, by the way, the President of the United States has issued a statement on the bombshell falling apart, a second statement here. He puts it out on Truth Social for everybody else, but Howie Carr Show, he leaves a voicemail message for us.
The lies and fabricated stories being told to the partisan, highly unselect committee, not only by the phony social climber who got caught yesterday, but by many others, are a disgrace to our, in serious decline, nation. No cross-examination, no real Republicans, no lawyers, no nothing. Fake stories and an all-fake narrative being produced with zero pushback allowed. Unselect should be forced to disband. Witch hunt!
Thank you, Mr. President. And I like the way he puts in all caps, witch hunt, exclamation point. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Couple more colleges named after cigarettes. Bad cigarettes, too, by the way. Carleton College. Ugh. The guy who texted that and said, awful smokes. I concur. Doral College. One of those weird filters. It's in Florida. No, is there a Pall Mall University anywhere? No, I didn't think so. All right. 844-500-4242.
There's got to be a Parliament College somewhere.
There are two houses of Parliament, right? The House of Commons and the House of Lords. But I don't know. Parliament. That's a good, yeah, think about that. 844-500-4242. Here's an interesting headline in Red State. Incontinent ex-trans man sues over penis removal, predicts an avalanche of court cases.
I can predict something he won't get.
This is a guy in the UK is suing the National Health Service. Newcastle resident Richie Heron has lived torturously for 4 years due to the impact of gender affirmation procedures. He thought the answer after decades of suppressing his homosexuality was to become a woman. In his 20s, Richie, quote, stumbled across the idea of gender dysphoria in an internet chat room. Older men on the forum convinced the vulnerable young man he, quote, must be trans. A psychiatrist recommended he take medication to block his testosterone production, the first step towards gender reassignment. A family member had accompanied him to the clinic and tried to persuade the doctor that Richie wasn't in an appropriate state of mind. Richie says, she told the doctor I was on a high dose of antidepressants and had lots of complex issues, and yet they were referring me for gender treatment. He started calling himself Abby and wearing women's clothes, etc.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Gender reassignment. It makes it sound like you're in a homeroom you didn't like in middle school and you decided you didn't like Mrs. Smith, so you decided to get transferred to, you decided to get reassigned to Mrs. Jones' homeroom. Doesn't quite work out. Didn't work out for Richie/Abby, did it? I'm Howie Carr.
Where union workers are building the first ever all-electric Ford F-150. I got to drive that sucker. It's quick, 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds. And it's a big boy. It's a big one.
But you see that sucker over there?
0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds. It's all electric. I tell you what, this truck, 3 times heavier. 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
Tell me about what the mobile vaccine unit is like. I mean, are you driving around in a with docs in a pickup truck? Or you? I mean,
and it's a big boy. It's a big one.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Salem State. How did I forget Salem State in the Witch City? 844-500-4242. You know, there's a story out today about the ratings on the January 6th. We'll start taking your calls, by the way, at 844-500-4242. But apparently, when the hearings go on in the afternoon, apparently Fox loses about 75% of its audience. Just like that. Fox News has been airing the January 6th committee hearings, and a striking number of the network's viewers have made clear they'd rather be doing something else. During two daytime hearings last week, Fox averaged 727,000 viewers. And usually they have about 1.33 million. That's what they had last Thursday. That's lower than average. But, you know, it's beginning to be summer, so they expected the slight decline. So it went from 1.33 million at 2 p.m. Then when the hearing started, it went down to 747,000 at 3 o'clock. And at 4 p.m., it went down to 718,000. They switched off the hearings at 5 o'clock, and they went to the 5, and viewership shot up from 718,000 to 2.76 million. So they picked up over 2 million viewers when they got rid of the hearings. But that doesn't matter because, you know, I mean, Liz Cheney's probably got a shot to be on The View or on MSNBC or CNN. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, first off, Taylor Cormier should be named as the official crooner of the Howie Carr Show. He's great. I love what he does.
Thank you.
But, yes, no, without a doubt, I mean, once someone lies, you know as well as I do, you've been in more courts than I know about. When someone tells one lie, why would you expect anything else to be even near the truth? And it was blown apart within seconds. And it's just stunning because one of my friends, his mother-in-law, she just watches CNN and MSNBC.
Right.
And then he has to deal with the aftermath. Oh, Donald Trump, he beat up a Secret Service agent. I'm like, where do you believe this stuff? Where does this stuff come from? It's agitprop at its worst.
It is. It absolutely is. And, you know, I wish people understood the rules of evidence, you know, that you just can't use hearsay. And the thing is, I think these Secret Service agents are going to say they never told her this stuff. She just made it up. You know, I was thinking about, remember when Anita Hill was testifying against Clarence Thomas and finally Howell Heflin, the Alabama Democrat, he had a really broad Southern accent. He said, "Ms. Hill, are you a sconed woman?" And, you know, I feel like, you know, this woman, Cassidy Hutchinson, in her own way, it's a different way. You know, she wanted a job and she couldn't get a job. So now she's a sconed woman.
Are you a scorned woman?
Right. Exactly. He's also some of the VIPs are getting Kennedy Babylon books here as part of their, you know, they get that in addition to the great meal from Al McGoucha. And he had another line. They got one of the paparazzi got a picture of Ted Kennedy one summer. He was on a boat in the Mediterranean, and he had mounted a young woman, and he was. You know, they got a picture of him on top of the young woman. And when the picture came out, Senator Heflin said, "It's good to see the senator from Massachusetts done changed his position on offshore drilling." that was when Democrats were Democrats. You know, he was one of the last of the real Democrats. I saw Joe Lieberman today on Fox looking rather worse, worse for wear, but he was a normal Democrat, I guess you could say.
Splashy, you know I want that ball more than anything in the world. See him bringing it back? He's teasing me.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. This is, I want to play a cut from Hillary Clinton. We didn't get to this yesterday. This was Justice Clarence. She was talking about Justice Clarence Thomas. As you know, you probably know, she went to law school with him back in, late 60s, early 70s. And she talked about how he's always been. Well, listen to what she told Gayle King on CBS, Cut 14.
I went to law school with him. Mm-hmm. He's been a person of grievance for as long as I've known him. Resentment, grievance, anger.
Resentment, grievance, anger. Okay. Because Hillary Clinton's not really a bitter person.
Are you a scorned woman?
That should be on her tombstone. Are you a scorned woman? And this is Justice Sotomayor talking about Clarence Thomas. We'll just play a little bit of it, just about, you know, that he's not what Hillary Clinton just said he was. Cut 13.
But I suspect I have probably disagreed with him more than with any other justice. That we have not joined each other's opinions more than anybody else. And yet, Justice Thomas is the one justice in the building that literally knows every employee's name, every one of them. And not only does he know their names, he remembers their families' names and histories. He's the first one who will go up to someone when you're walking with him and say, "Is your son okay? How's your daughter doing in college?" He's the first one that, when my stepfather died, sent me flowers in Florida. He is a man who cares deeply about the court as an institution, about the people who work there, but about people. He has a different vision than I do about how to help people and about their responsibilities to help themselves. I've often said to people, Justice Thomas believes that every person can pull themselves up by their bootstraps. I believe that some people can't get to their bootstraps without help.
Well, he didn't have a lot of help getting to his bootstraps, but he was somehow able to pull himself up by his bootstraps. By the way, compare that to Hillary Clinton, the stories that have never really been denied, that when she was first lady, all the staffers in the White House were told, do not look directly at her if you pass her in the hall.
Yeah, you'll turn to stone.
Well, that's one problem, but she might throw something at you. And speaking of which, I mean, you know, throwing stuff at the wall is nothing new in the White House, according to all the stories. She used to throw stuff at Bill Clinton, her husband, all the time. And she's just an extremely unlikable person. The Secret Service hated being assigned to work with her because she just thinks that they're just disposable servants to her. And remember, during Clinton's first inauguration, she ordered the doors shut. He wanted to have the doors open, you know, like the old time politicians used to have, so that their constituents could see him. And just whether it's Curley or Huey Long or any of those sort of populist Democrats, they would always do that. Even Republicans would do that. And she just said, shut the door. She didn't want anybody coming in. That's the way she is. That's the way she's always been. 844-500-4242. So this is NBC reporting last night, basically breaking the story that this woman Cassidy Hutchinson was full of it. And one of the texters says, I don't believe she made it up. I believe they made it up for her. And again, Byron York from the Washington Examiner said that the Secret Service, in their official statement about their agents Ingalls and the other guy being willing to testify, they said that we're willing to respond to the new allegations. The new allegations. Apparently, this woman Cassidy Hutchinson has been interviewed four times by the Unselect Committee. Four times. And she just switched lawyers, and apparently she can't. When she switched lawyers from a Trump favorable lawyer to one of Jeff Sessions' people, who obviously doesn't like Trump as much, she adjusted her story. And I'm being very charitable there. She adjusted her story. 844-500-4242. So let's hear cut 10 from NBC last night.
Tonight, late tonight, in fact, Lester, a source close to the Secret Service tells NBC News that both the lead agent and the limo driver prepared to testify under oath that neither man was assaulted and that Mr. Trump never lunged for the steering wheel.
Never lunged for the steering wheel. I can't believe that. And yet, Chris Wallace on CNN Plus. Oh, that's right. They went out of business. He's just on CNN now. He's on CNN Minus. This is Chris Wallace telling us about how this is another watershed moment, a bombshell in history. Cut 21.
Can we talk about Cassidy Hutchinson? First of all, I bow to particularly to you, Andy, as somebody involved in prosecutions. She was a great witness. She was absolutely precise. She told you, I mean, if she overheard a conversation, she'd say, Cipollone went in the room. He left the door open. He was standing in the transom.
She was reading. She was looking down at her notes.
When I went into the dining room, I stepped back, but the door was open. I could see Mark Meadows, but in the background, I could hear what Trump and Cipollone were saying. She was just brilliant. And really what Jerome's saying is that to a degree that nobody has up till now, really nobody in all, think of all the books we've read, and by all these great investigative reporters, none of them ever had the scene inside the Beast, right? Mm-hmm. So there are some secrets still out there, but she connected
the dots. Remember that. He wasn't in the Beast, but he's really impressed. Maybe that's why that nobody ever had that before, because she made it up, or somebody made it up for her and didn't bother to get the facts straight. And so, somebody tweeted out that they were talking to a Secret Service agent. They said, don't you think if the president came through, somehow did this ninja maneuver to get into the front seat of the Beast and started strangling one of the driver or the agent, do you think we would have heard about that sometime over the last 18 months? All of a sudden it just pops out there, kind of like, the Suckers and Losers or the bounty on American troops or the Ukrainian phone call story that turned out to be okay, or the Russian collusion hoax that turned out to be a hoax. It's funny how these things always keep happening to Donald J. Trump. 844-500-4242. Stop procrastinating and start taking Balance 7. It's my go-to drink to give me energy throughout the day. You should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks just loaded with caffeine, because you know what happens. You just crash later in the day. I learned why Balance 7 is so good for me. It's because it dilutes the acid that's built up over the years from eating acidic foods. When the acid is neutralized, your immune system is able to function again like you're 20 years old. Balance 7 drives out the acid that builds up from things like beer, wine, soft drinks, and processed meats. Once the acid's gone, you feel better and you sleep better. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, or joint discomfort. Often I'm asked to try a product and I can be skeptical, but in this case, I tried Balance 7 and I really liked it. They went away from the network in the fall, but I kept buying it because I liked it. It's just a good product. They sent me an email thanking me for my loyalty, but it wasn't loyalty. It's just that I liked the product and it was doing a good job for my body. I really love it, and I've been taking it for over a year now. Balance 7 is made from safe, all-natural ingredients. It works perfectly in harmony with your body. If you suffer from low energy, heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, all this can happen because of too much acid. You should give Balance 7 a try. In just 3 days, you'll feel the benefits of Balance 7. It's made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order now at balance7.com. That's balance7.com, or call 800-793-9039. When you use code word Howie, you will save $10 and you'll also receive free shipping. Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. And don't forget code word Howie. Please don't be stubborn. Order now. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. On the radio and on the big screen. Twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. The Unselect Committee has just announced its next witness is going to be a guy from Chicago. Jussie Smollett? He's going to be followed by a guy who claims he saw Trump with a noose on January 6th. Was on a garage door. He's a NASCAR driver. His name is Bubba something or other. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
I want to let you know, somebody sent this to me today. I don't know how I missed it, but with all the Select Committee news going on, the Biden administration right now is running modeling to what would happen to the economy if oil went to $200 a barrel. So you don't do that unless you got bad news coming, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think I saw that story too. It's not getting much play. You're right. But I mean, what do they know that we don't know? What is the price of a barrel right now, John?
It's about $109. It's come down in the last few days. It's been, between $101 and $120. But it's mainly come down because they're flooding the market from the SPR. And the market's smarter than them. What will happen is the SPR gets drawn down, the price of oil, if anything goes wrong, could skyrocket. And the people I talk to tell me, you know, if there's any interruption at all, $200 really isn't out of the question because we were at 130. The other thing is China's coming back online, and as that economy opens up, the demand for oil will increase because they've been shut down and haven't been consuming a lot of oil.
And so, as we know from Macron telling Biden, the Gulf states and most particularly Saudi Arabia don't have much excess capacity to pump, or at least it would take them 6 months to put it into online, right?
That analysis is correct, and it's the same thing with the U.S. producers. It's not, I mean, any rational actor, if they could generate higher income of $200 barrel oil, they would produce more. But they don't have the workers, and they don't have the steel pipe, which is imported from overseas. So they can't turn it on, domestic producers either, not to the extent that we would need.
Yeah. There's more bad news coming, and that's why they need these show trials going on in Washington, D.C., and anything else to distract the low info voters that they have remaining with them. And there's not many of them left either, by the way. There's a new poll out today from Associated Press saying that 78% of Democrats think the country is moving in the wrong direction. 78% of Democrats. Thanks for the call, John. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Thanks for taking my call, Howie. Yeah, it's distraction and deflection. And does Mr. Garcia think your name's Harry? I hear him calling.
That's the way it's
Harry.
Pronounced. That's the way it's pronounced in Guatemala, his homeland.
All right, I got you. But hey, a couple things. I now must clip coupons from the newspaper for groceries. I'm trying to feed six people, and I've my wife and I do pretty good, but still, save a buck. And so my one day off is usually Sunday, and the first 2 hours of it is strategically planning how I'm going to go about going to three different markets to get meat, vegetables, who's got the special on fruit, and January.
I know. We live in a different society than we lived in when Orange Man Bad was in command. Thanks for the call, John. I'm Howie Carr.